This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Zaxby's just out-Phillied the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Coming up, Ghana Association of Banks joins judiciary to equip judges speedily adjudicate financial issues in the courts. Also in this bulletin, Talo expected to add 5 new oil wells on Jubilee Field this year, an initiative expected to boost production and taxes paid to the state. Plus, on today's episode of Food Chain, we will take a look at how agribusiness startups are benefiting from the Harnessing Agricultural Productivity and Prosperity for the Youth program. We have these and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. The Ghana Association of Banks, Treasury Warehouse, and the Judiciary Service is embarking on a stringent move to support judges of the High and Supreme Court to appreciate financial issues in adjudicating cases. The process is part of a long-term resolve to ensure that the country's banking system has limited litigation and stronger to attract investors. Speaking to Joy Business at a short ceremony to open the training program, Chief Executive of the Ghana Association of Banks, John Dewa, assured that banks will collaborate with the judiciary in ensuring a resilient financial environment.
Disputes do arise in business relationships, and when they do, where do we go for resolution? We go to the court. And that is why we find it as necessary that where knowledge needs to be deepened or where there are new areas, we are able to bring our judges up to speed on some of the emerging new knowledge and new financial products and this, you know, legal consequences for them to understand. Once they understand, then they will be in a position to also adjudicate when there are disputes.
John Iwa is the chief executive of the Ghana Association of Banks, speaking there. Now, the Ghana Exim Bank says it has put in place some more measures to aid in facilitating export processes for SMEs across the country. Chief Executive Officer Lawrence Ajinam Sam said the bank will continue to engage SMEs through sensitization programs. He spoke to Joy Business at the Tuesday market organized by the bank.
What we've done so far, as you've seen, is to give confidence and assurance to the Ghanaian public and the SMEs in general who are into exports to build their capacities in terms of processing, quality processing, and also to learn the trade of how to be export ready and prepare themselves for FDA certification and register with GEPA.
Lawrence Ajinsam is the Chief Executive Officer for the Ghana Exim Bank. It's one of our headline story, and oil exploration firm Talo is expected to add 5 new wells on the Jubilee field this year. This was captured in its 2023 full-year results released to investors around the world from London. George Yaffe tells us more.
These drillings, which have started already, should be completed by the middle of this year. This is about 6 months ahead of schedule in terms of completing these works. It is coming after a similar one was done last year to bring about 7 wells on stream to Jubilee, especially when it comes to projects on the southern part of the field. Development is expected to improve crude production in that area, as Talo now pegs average production at around 100,000 barrels per day. This is expected to improve production in that area, a move that could help turn around the fortunes of Talo after it recorded more than $100 million loss after tax. For some, the development could go a long way to improve taxes that Talo Oil will be paying to the state in the form of corporate taxes and even the share oil that Ghana will get through the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC.
George, you are fair with that report there. Now, a Deputy Minister of Energy, Dr. Robert Sugbaji, has stated that Ghana is on course to add nuclear power to its energy mix by 2030. According to Dr. Sugbaji, the government is in phase 2 of the program and should be finalizing with the vendor company by close of the year. He spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the policy dialogue to mark World Sustainable Day in Accra.
At the end of this year, we should choose our vendor company so that by early 2030s, we should be able to include nuclear into our energy mix. If you want to increase our renewable energy penetration, then we should know that getting clean base load nuclear energy is a must. And the nuclear program is moving on. We have identified the sites. We are working on the nuclear sites. We are working with vendors who are interested in our nuclear program. More than 15 companies. Propose and send proposals to Ghana.
Dr. Robert Sugbaji is Deputy Energy Minister. Now, the acting registrar of the Pharmacy Council, Dr. Daniel Aminin Dankwa, has cautioned off-the-counter medicine sellers, popularly called drugstores and licensed pharmacy proprietors, to ensure that they operate within the law. He pointed out that the pharmacy sector is a regulated area to save lives. Dr. Dankwa urged the public to only buy medicine from licensed drugstores.
Yes, so to Ghanaians who, or people living in Ghana who now buy medicines from these gentlemen walking around claiming to be selling medicines, it's a very dangerous practice. And that is why when we license practitioners and facilities to provide service, we license them to specific locations so that if anything happens, you can go back and say that this is where I bought the medicine. So medicines are not supposed to be sold by peddling.
Acting Registrar of the Pharmacy Council, Dr. Daniel Aminin Dankwa. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report here on Joy 99.7 FM with me, Pius Kojo-Baka. Now, today's episode of Food Chain looks at how agribusiness startups will be benefiting from the Harnessing Agricultural Productivity and Prosperity for the Youth program amid an economic crisis. Now, this has become important due to the difficulty in getting startup funding in Ghana. Enjoy.
Starting a business in Ghana is difficult, but starting an agribusiness can be an extra hurdle. This is because the agri sector is perceived to be a high-risk venture. Hence, startup funding can be hard to come by. According to a research by Mensah et al. Titled Entrepreneurship Development and New Business Startups, Challenges and Prospects for Ghanaian Entrepreneurs, four main themes can be identified as the challenges that entrepreneurs face. These are funding availability and accessibility, lack of planning, skilled labor and proper management skills, as well as technology. But to help agri startups thrive, Mastercard Foundation, in partnership with Agri Impact Limited, an agribusiness consultancy firm, has begun the Harnessing Agricultural Productivity and Prosperity for Youth program, abbreviated as the HAPPY program. HAPPY, as it is called, is to give the agribusiness some joy when starting the venture while receiving technical assistance. Dana Kwe is Chief Executive Officer of Agri Impact Limited.
What HAPPY is going to do is, we are focusing on four agricultural value chains: rice, soya, tomatoes, and poultry. These four value chains should be able to create the number of jobs that we are looking for, the 326,000 jobs that we are looking.
In light of helping government to achieve its goal of becoming the food basket for West Africa, the HAPPY program seeks to increase the food basket by 189,000 tons annually for the next 4 years.
In all, what we are also trying to do under the HAPPY program is to increase food production by 180,000 metric tons plus 12,000 tons of poultry every year when we hit the fourth year of the program. We should be able to contribute 189,000 tons of food annually.
In an era where technology has become crucial in business transformation, this is how the HAPPY program will leverage on technology.
eHappy is focusing on technology. So how can we convert most of our agricultural training manuals from text to audio to video, so that even if someone is unable to read the text, the audio and the video will be able to help that person to understand the good agricultural practices and use it.
The end of the agricultural value chain is saddled with post-harvest losses, which destroys all efforts along the production chain. However, coordinator for the HAPPY program assures that the initiative will change the narrative. Hopefully, this initiative will help transform the agri sector and make it attractive to the youth. That's it for Food Chain.
Emma Davies with today's edition of Food Chain, and as every Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel, do make a date. And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. And the Ecobank salary account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through Ecobank. With the Ecobank salary account, you are guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings or current account plus many more. Ecobank salary account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the Ecobank Save as You Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at Ecobank do not have to close VSS accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the Ecobank salary account. Just ask your branch to switch VSS account to the Ecobank salary account. non-Ecobank account holders should approach any Ecobank branch and ask for the Ecobank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at Ecobank. Call Ecobank to free on 0800-003-225 whenever, wherever for further details. Ecobank, the Pan-Africa. A better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kujubaka. Always a delight serving you. Ignition is next.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.